from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm a little annoyed already, and I knew I was going to get there, but I'm annoyed with John Harbaugh, or Jim Harbaugh.
Either one.
Not like John. Jim, eh. And the thing is, why are we still continuing to involve Jim Harbaugh in the NCAA? NCAA handed Jim Harbaugh a 4-year show cause for recruiting violations. Do you even know what that means?
It means that if a school in the next 4 years wants to hire Jim Harbaugh to be their head football coach,
correct,
they have to prove to the NCAA that he is the only logical candidate they could hire to be their next football coach.
And
correct. At least that's the way I interpret it, right?
He signed a 4-year deal with the Chargers.
That's right.
So he's not going anywhere. Why do we have all of these double standards when it comes to things?
Like, it's called double secret probation here, you know?
And the thing that's annoying to me about it is, like, why now? Like, you knew he was going to take the job. But here's also why I kind of love it. This gives me some sort of thought process in my wild brain that no matter what Jim Harbaugh was going to do, he was going to leave Michigan. And he just wanted to go somewhere that he knew he would get hired. He knew the interview would be easy, and he knew he could get on. Mm-hmm. And he found a team of vulnerability. Who's the team? The Los Angeles Chargers.
Well, he knew exactly what was coming down the pike, you know, so he had to get out.
Very similar to Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
USC was under scrutiny. Yeah. Reggie Bush, the whole violation.
Even though that thing is the dumbest thing ever.
Right.
You know,
we all knew the best player was in the league or in college that year. But then he's like, I'm going to Seattle. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Like, USC? I'm just going to go to Seattle.
Time to take a chance at the NFL, right?
And it worked out. Got a Super Bowl, went to two.
Pete Carroll was great.
Yeah, it worked out. Now, it ain't going to work out for Jim, because Jim's just too much of a blowhard, too much of a tryhard, and too cringy. And this fits to my theory as to why I think the Los Angeles Chargers will be an absolute wrecking crew when it comes to their season midway through. Their schedule weeks like 3 through 10, or wait, their schedule's weeks four through like 11. Brutal. Tons of great teams. Not good for them. Cap that on top of their quarterback is already having some issues with his foot. Going to miss the whole preseason. I know preseason doesn't do it for everybody else. Not only that,
the guy's got a foot injury. You're a quarterback in the NFL. That's concerning.
And it's plantar fasciitis, or however you want to say it. I'm not a medical doctor.
It's an injury to the plantar fascia.
Yeah, fascia.
Yes.
And
thanks,
not
Coach.
Only that, not only that, thanks, Doc, but you put in a struggling team with a new head coach that
struggling.
Is a little bit of a, you know, tough guy mentality, two-day weirdo. It ain't going to work in L.A., and it's already starting with this sort of thing, and now all of a sudden it's like you were leaving the whole time, found the first job, this quarterback might have some injury problems with his foot, you're a red ass, And all of a sudden, the Charger story looks like it's already charging before we even started a preseason game.
Well, I thought this was going to be like a deal where the NFL said years ago that, like, if somebody got in trouble in the NCAA, they weren't going to be a safe haven for that guy in the league. I don't think that's worked itself out. I think right now, this is to me the ultimate double secret probation. It looks like the NCAA is doing something about it when they're really not doing anything about it.
Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
So that's where he is right now. So for the next 4 years, you get to hide out in the NFL, make a boatload of money, and then when that 4 years is up and the Chargers are tired of you and they're tired of looking at your khakis, then you can go back to college. And they went, oh, he sat out the 4 years. Like, to me, if you're going to really have this kind of show cause, this four-year thing, it starts when he gets rehired or when he's out of the NFL and he starts looking for a college job again. Like, this should carry along with you as long as you're not in the college ranks, right? Mm-hmm. The minute you decide that you want to go back to the college ranks, then this starts, you know, to take place. And whoever hires Jim Harbaugh would have to put together a great case of why they need to hire Jim Harbaugh versus the next guy. And it would be very easy to do, Dusty.
Yeah.
The man won a national championship. We want a national championship coach coming to our university to help us turn around our program.
Speaking of Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers in the AFC West, I do want to bring this up. If there is a division in the NFL that might have your guys' attention, Bob or Mac, I'll let you guys go first, whoever wants to take a stab at that. But what division in the NFL this year, obviously you can't say the AFC West, has your most devout attention towards it?
Well, even if it wasn't the AFC West, it would not be the AFC
West. It would
AFC
not be the AFC
because,
West.
My gosh, what
over.
A dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's nothing compelling about the division.
No, other than the Chiefs, it is three crap shows. Give me the AFC South. I just think there are the most question marks.
You can take the boy out of Nashville, but you can't take the Nashville out of the boy.
Last night, we let the liquor talk.
I think there's a bunch of potential there in that division. Obviously, the Texans, you know, Super Bowl contenders now. We're seeing C.J. Stroud, MVP candidate, second year with D'Amico Ryans. But then the rest of that division, you know, we'll see what Anthony Richardson has. Feels like he's the most, like, hyped up player right now, not just in fantasy football world, but in football world. Like, I really want to see this guy play. Will Levis and the Titans showed a lot of stuff. They've spent the most money in free agency the Titans have this offseason. And then obviously, like, a huge year. Dougie P on the hot seat. Trevor Lawrence, is he good or not? I'm excited about the AFC South.
Well, that makes one of you. You know, the AFC South has never gotten anybody excited. Like, even if your team is in the AFC South, you're like, eh.
Yeah,
that's true.
Tennessee, Jacksonville.
Yeah, Titans fans would agree with that.
Indianapolis, not real excited. For me, it's the division I always find intriguing because they beat the snot out of each other, right? It's the AFC North. I love that division, right? Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Those are four teams right there that have an opportunity to win the division, all have an opportunity to be good, all will beat up on each other. Their games are compelling. The colors of their uniforms all pop off the screen, the yellow, the black, the brown, the orange, the purple. Like, it's a very colorful division from that standpoint, and I think it's just a very compelling division. So I think the AFC North is always going to be that for me.
To me, I'm outside of the AFC, so I'll jump to the other side. I like the NFC North conversation this year. There's a lot of great juice to be squeezed out of that division. We can start at the top. The Detroit Lions. Can you do it for a third year? Your window of opportunity is open, but for how much longer? Dan Campbell's awesome for now. Jared Goff has surprised. Mm-hmm. He's underrated by a lot of people.
All of us underrate Jared Goff.
Yeah.
His name is Jared Goff, and we don't believe he's that good, and he was for the Rams. Like, he's the guy that I think America underestimates.
You go to the next team in that division, you look at Minnesota. No more Kirk Cousins. You drafted J.J. McCarthy. You have Sam Darnold. You have two stud receivers. One might be facing a suspension. We don't know anything about suspensions either here in Kansas City. But you have a returning number one wide receiver in Justin Jefferson. That team could be decent depending on how the quarterback play works out there. You move down the peg a little bit more. You look at the Chicago Bears. Everybody's love in the offseason. They draft Caleb Williams, the number one overall pick.
Brioche.
They have added receiver depth. Keenan Allen's there. DJ Moore's there. There's a ton. DeAndre Swift is there. Romeo Odunze is there. They built that team to be successful. A lot of storylines there.
Let me ask you this, though. Who is the last team that won March that won the Super Bowl?
Kansas City last year?
Did they win March last year?
Probably.
What did they do in March last year? The people who win free agency never win the Super Bowl.
They had the draft coming to their city.
No, that's not well. That's like, all these people that these teams that sign big name players. You don't win games.
The Rams would be the last. Last one. That would be. They signed Stafford. They signed Von Miller. They signed all those guys. They spent all that money.
And
it worked out one time.
Okay, that's the lone outlier.
That's it. You're right. There's not one other.
Like free agency's fun. But it doesn't mean you're going to win.
No.
More often than not, you don't even make the postseason when you dominate free agency.
I would say the last two would be Denver and the Rams.
Yeah, Denver.
When Denver got Peyton Manning, he got them to two Super Bowls. And then the last one's the Green Bay Packers. The team that a lot of people see as taking over the NFC North. Jordan Love's an MVP candidate. They have some weapons around him. LaFleur's kind of a nice, light coach. I don't think he's not in the Sirianni conversation. I think he's more in the McVay category when it comes to likability. So there's a lot of storylines in the NFC North with Chicago, Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota. I think Minnesota finishes last. And then I think it's a three-team race to the very, very end, similar to your AFC North.
Yeah.
AFC South, I mean, sure, man, you like the Titans, I guess. But I mean,
No, just from a storyline perspective, you guys chose the two best divisions. That's fair. These are the two best divisions in football.
They are. They're very compelling. I'd love the NFC East to be compelling, and I think it got a little more compelling now that the Giants and Eagles are fighting and trading barbs back and forth, but Washington brings that division down so much. They have not been interesting for a generation, and I think people are just kind of tired of the Dallas Cowboys. I say that, and then they're still the number one team on television everywhere you look, but I'd like that division to be more compelling. I don't ever want the AFC West to be compelling. I'm good where it is right now. We don't need the Broncos or the Raiders or the Chargers to be good ever.
Coming back on the other side, we dive into what was the best day of the season for your Kansas City Royals. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio on a program we call Fesco in the Morning. Blue Album, Weezer, Hey Don. Also, another Hey Don.
Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted deep to center field. Rafaela sprints back. Still going. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. demolishes his second home run of the game. A first-time All-Star this season. A superstar this season. He's playing some ball, having some fun, and putting up MVP numbers. His 22nd home run of the year. And it's 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth.
Told you yesterday on the air that Bobby Witt Jr. was for sure going to hit a home run. I didn't know he was going to hit two. Someone did tweet at me and say, I'll see your home run and raise you two more.
Yeah.
And that was, as we take a different angle of last night and what was probably the most important night for the Royals so far in the schedule. More will come because the season gets ready to get real interesting. But what I will tell you is, out of what we watched last night, we talked about Melendez. We talked about Pasquantino. Uh-huh. We talked a little bit about Bobby Witt. Somebody had mentioned on Twitter last night and tagged me and said, this was a Bobby Witt Jr. over my dead body game.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. It was. It reminded me, and again, I hate to kind of continue to use the comparison, but it reminds me of Patrick Mahomes taking over a game where it's late, they're not playing great, maybe you find yourself down, and Patrick Mahomes says, all right, enough of this crap. All right, enough of this BS. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to take over this baseball game. And that's what Bobby Witt Jr. ultimately did, last night with the two home runs. Now, he wouldn't have been able to take over that baseball game if MJ Melendez didn't get that big walk, in the middle innings and get on base.
Team sport.
It is. It absolutely is. But Bobby Witt took over that game last night. That was one of those games where you look at and you go, yeah, this is why he's the MVP of the league. You could see him take over the game. It's a different type of takeover of a game, in my opinion, than when Aaron Judge takes over a game, right? It just felt like Bobby Witt was going to come through in every single moment and every opportunity that he had yesterday, whether it was offensively or defensively. Right. It was like he got to the middle innings. They're down, 4-2 or something, or 4-3. And Bobby Witt's like, all right, enough of this crap. All right, we're going to win this baseball game, and I'm going to put it out of reach, and I'm going to blast one over the center field fence, and I'm going to send everybody home very happy in a game that you and I kind of talked about being a must-win game, one that Q didn't necessarily buy as a must-win game.
A must-win is not tonight, but we are going to do everything we can to win the game.
And is Dan Kilgore going to play?
And look, it's a ha-ha kind of funny, but it just felt like not maybe a must-win was a wrong term, but it felt like you really needed to win that game. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent me this yesterday, comedian Brian Regan, about a must-win game.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question: would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game? No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
Kind of put it in a little perspective there. You know, you do the math equation, but like must win versus we got to win this game to get everybody feeling good again. Right. I don't want to say it's a must win game because you weren't eliminated last night, but it was a very much needed win type of game last night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a must win game. Because if you get swept by Boston,
you're out of the playoffs.
You're out of the playoff picture with 46 games left.
Yep.
You gain zero ground versus your division. Now, maybe it's a must-win game as it went on. But again, it was you lose, Boston jumps you. Then your team is a little bit more depleted.
And you didn't take advantage of the Guardians losing
twice in one day. Minnesota losing to the Cubs.
Right.
Remember when all those, you know, doubters and haters were like, we lost to the Diamondbacks 2 out of 3 and we lost to the Cubs 2 out of 3. Cubs just beat Minnesota 2 out of 3. Diamondbacks just swept the Cleveland Guardians in a doubleheader in a single game or a single day doubleheader.
Right. Cleveland has lost 5 in a row.
So sorry about that. But then again,
the Cubs, I think, have won 10 of 12, I heard yesterday when I was
watching.
Getting
hot at
the
wrong time. But the thing is that you did win yesterday. And I get it. It's not necessarily a must win because there's no magic number like the comedian mentions.
Right.
But for a morale standpoint, for a confidence standpoint, for a swagger, for some whatever you need to know that you can beat Boston, that you can handle a playoff
sure.
team and do it the way they did it last night, starting from the jump, Bobby Wood Jr. home run, later on the game, double, later on the game, Vinny, homer, Melendez, walk, Massey, mm-hmm. walk, did what they had to do, scored on wild pitches, looked a lot like 14 and 15, again, not the same team, but last night was one of those games where we're having a conversation today as of instead of, oh, yeah, today, you know, must win like we did yesterday. Today we're having the conversation of, you know what, the hell with the wild card. Now you've got a legit chance still, and you're creeping closer and closer and closer to the division. Whereas Cleveland is starting to trend downward, the Royals starting to trend upward
yeah.
again, and you got a day off, two against St. Louis, a day off Sunday, and then you get a big old series against Minnesota Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and guess who plays each other Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, well, I thought, didn't they have a 4-game series?
Somebody lied
to you. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know if it started today.
They don't play today.
I actually got a little excited. I'm like, is there a game today I can watch Cleveland and Minnesota with the Royals having an off day?
They could have a rainout game scheduled. I just know they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's fine. Whatever it is. You know, it's going to be a really good series over the weekend, and I think everybody's going to be paying attention to what's going on out there, right? Because that series does matter. I just don't know who to root for in
that
series. They play
twice
tomorrow.
So Cleveland's got to play back-to-back doubleheaders.
Good Lord. Lord, that's tax. So, but they're off today.
They'll play doubleheader tomorrow, 1-10, 7-10. Then they'll play Saturday. Kurt wasn't lying. That's my fault,
right.
Casey Kurt.
Yeah, so they got a doubleheader tomorrow, a doubleheader yesterday. Those dog days are starting to set in. But, you know, the Twins got to play that doubleheader as well after coming off a beatdown by the Cubs yesterday. So I don't know who to root for in that series. I'm just going to, you know, watch it and see what happens at the end. And, you know, it's not about rooting for, rooting against at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Our boys still got to go out there and win and take care of business, right? If they don't take care care of business. It doesn't matter what happens in the Cleveland and the Minnesota series. So they've got to go out there and take care of their business. But I think, you know, winning last night does put everybody in a much better position, makes you feel a lot better that you didn't waste a 5-game losing streak by Cleveland. You were able to get that win yesterday, gain a game in the standings. And if the Royals end up, you know, going off to the playoffs and doing some damage in the postseason, we're going to look back on the month of August. This is the month where it's all going to be decided. There are no patsies on the schedule, right? There's nobody easy on the schedule over the next, I don't know how many days, next 21, 28 days on the schedule. It's not going to be easy for this team. They got the White Sox out of the way. It's go time. We're going to find out a lot about this ball club over the next 3 weeks or so.
I think the best part about it is that it seems like, maybe I'm wrong here, but the lineup seems to be clicking 1 through 6. Renfro's been all right.
Renfro's been really good.
He's been all right. Yeah. MJ Melendez is probably your seventh hitter for the time being, but you go from Renfro at 6th, Massey at 5th, Sal at 4th, Vinny at 3rd, Bobby at 2nd, fill in the blank at leadoff. Right now it's been Michael Garcia for this series. Been doing all right up there as well. So looks like he's got a little bit more juice. Looks like MJ's got a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, the MJ thing is really big right now. Yeah. I think he's adding a lot of spark and excitement to the team. Good text from Hippie Doug. It was a must win if we want to be taken serious as a playoff potential team this year. Yeah, I think that's kind of where it falls. That's a good way to look at it, Doug. I think you're right about that. Like, if you're going to be serious, if you're going to be a playoff team, those are the type of games you have to win, because quite honestly, it's got the playoff feel right now.
Right.
Everybody would have been devastated after a loss like that, getting swept by the Boston Red Sox. And so I feel like the Red Sox even kind of treated it like a postseason type of series as well. I mean, their skipper, Alex Cora, that dude was like making lots of changes, mixing and matching and pitching matchups and all that kind of stuff. I thought he was kind of dialed in as well.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So sorry for getting my words twisted. Is there anything other than a single day doubleheader? Thanks, Coach. Day night doubleheader is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Just want to point out we have coaches throughout the text line.
Oh, they're ready. They're ready for you.
Well, I'm just making sure. I mean, I don't know. It says, you know. So you have something that says this goes with your sports aren't stats take.
Yeah, I guess Snoop Dogg, you know, being as big as he was in the Olympics doing his thing, it's now starting to spill over, right? It's now starting to spill over into other sports. And yesterday, who was it, Mac, that was on the baseball game yesterday?
Big boy.
Yeah, he'd call in a baseball game yesterday. Do we have the audio of that, sir? I can't seem to find it here in my deal. So, you know, you get an opportunity to see somebody else calling a game. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about this yesterday with Charles Barkley, right?
Yeah.
You know, extending or whatever he's doing with TNT. And I said, I like it because you're going to hear Charles Barkley on hockey. You're going to hear Charles Barkley on other things other than the NBA, right?
Sure.
Whatever TNT has. And I think like all of our eyes have been opened in the Olympics to seeing Snoop Dogg, especially with the dressage thing, right? Like he doesn't know anything about dressage, neither do you. And he's there in uniform. He's commenting on dressage and everybody's loving it and having a good time with it. And I think like baseball's always been kind of left behind in this. Baseball always wants to do it the old school way and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's time to kind of spice it up a little bit. I think that's what, you know, what all sports needs is that they need to have other folks that maybe aren't the generic baseball announcer or football announcer commenting on their sports, because sports is now crossed over, in my opinion, to entertainment. It's no longer about just the sports fan. How are we going to grow this thing? Look at what the NFL did with Taylor Swift last year and how they jumped on that, because it grew the game from an entertainment standpoint and brought more people to the party and brought more people in to watch that sporting event. And with all the other entertainment options that are out there right now, how are you going to grow your game? How are you going to get other people that maybe aren't baseball fans interested? And I think if you do some kind of, I don't want to say wild and crazy stuff, because I don't find it to be wild and crazy. It's just different. It's new. It's unique. I think you can capture more fans. And here's Big Boy calling the game yesterday in Atlanta.
There it is. You got him. Yeah. What I tell you, Go on, sit down somewhere.
See, we just needed you on the play-by-play.
Tell you, go on, sit down somewhere. I tell you, man, if y'all need me again, I'm going to be down in the box. Okay. Eat some cheese pieces.
That's fun, right? That's fun. It's not your standard baseball swing and a strike three. And okay, whatever. Go back to the dugout type of stuff. That's entertainment. That's exciting. That's fun. And years ago when Monday Night Football was looking, it may have been before Jason Witten, may have been right after Jason Witten to replace Jason Witten with, I said the logical person, and it was at this time, so it dates it a little bit, was Justin Timberlake to me. I'm like, that's the perfect fit. He's entertaining. Everybody knows him. Everybody likes him. He's a sports fan. Put him into the booth. And the Randys that got mad at me and the sports fans that were so mad, how could you put Justin Timberlake in the booth to desecrate a football game? You know what? Most of the broadcasters that are doing sporting events these days are very stale and very boring. It is time to spice it up a little bit, right? Like, listen to an Orioles TV broadcast. Ben McDonald is very interesting and very entertaining on that broadcast. Rex Hudler's very entertaining. That's why he's made it so long. Rex isn't breaking down the X's and O's of a baseball game for you. He's entertaining the hell out of you, right? You remember the moon and all that kind of stuff with Rex Hudler. That's what it needs to be more about. We need more guys like that that are doing these games on TV and on radio that bring that entertainment factor. I think you've got to spice these broadcasts up, and I love the fact that baseball's kind of skewing a little bit differently, and NBC with the Olympics, like, they're already talking about Snoop Dogg being more involved in the next Olympics coming up.
Well, it's in his hometown.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in LA. Why would you not lean into that?
Right. They tried this with Dennis Miller. Disaster. Wrong person to try it with.
Right. So not every attempt can be a hit.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And they tried it with Tony Kornheiser. I loved it. They hated it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, there's people that everybody hates everybody. Like, nobody liked Howard Cosell. Nobody likes Joe Buck. Nobody likes Troy Aikman. Nobody likes Tony Romo anymore. Right. You know?
Look out, Jim!
People will still complain about Jim Nance. You know?
Hello, it is friends. What it
is. But would you rather see either celebrities or athletes from other sports go into the broadcast booth?
Well, I'd rather see celebrities.
Like, I would love to see Gary Busey try to announce one.
Oh, how great would that be? Yeah, that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Use honey. Sir, it's in the third inning, but you don't know what honey does to bread. I mean, just to just sit there and be like, does he know what's going on?
Yeah.
Strike. What are they protesting?
Yeah.
Gary.
Baseball.
Gary. Bring it back.
But you'd sit there and watch that.
1,000% over right. And I would record it and watch it and watch. Right. I'd watch it more than I think you should leave.
I think right. Charles Barkley has shown the world, and I hope he's sending a message that sports doesn't have to be a stuffy shirt when you're calling a game anymore. It used to be that way, but times are changing. We all love Charles Barkley because he's entertaining. We all love Snoop Dogg because he's entertaining. That's what we're wanting in this world now. I just think we have evolved past you played the game, so you need to be in the booth as a broadcaster. A lot of these guys that play the game aren't any good at broadcasting, and they never get out of that cliche mold that their teams have forced them into as a player. And so when you can find something that's different and entertaining and unique, that's when you go for it. That's when you put those guys in the booth. The Charles Barkleys, the John Maddens of the world,
Madden.
The Harry Carries of the world.
Bill Walton, rest in peace.
Bill Walton was phenomenal.
He was that.
I'm not a college basketball fan by any means, but if I came across a game that Bill Walton was doing, I'm watching that.
Locked in.
It was entertaining. It was priceless. It made you laugh. You didn't know what he was going to say, right? Like, those are the announcers we need more of in sports. Get rid of the carbon copy cookie cutter announcer that is out there, and we're going to do the game this way because it's always been done that way before. Be different, man. Be unique. Go out there and do something different. Just because you're calling a baseball game doesn't mean you have to be a stiff shirt.
I think ESPN's trying to do that with McAfee a little bit.
I think ESPN needs a lot of work on their baseball broadcast. I think Carl Ravitch may be a nice guy and a good broadcaster. He's not the guy you need leading your baseball broadcast. If you're trying to grow the game of baseball, Major League Baseball should look at ESPN and go, Ravitch needs to go.
I think baseball just has the things they need, and I know it's there. It's like the kid that's in sports that you know has the athletic ability and the God-given talent, but there's just like something they're not doing. The way they did the Negro League salute with the black and white TV, had King Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, paid tribute to Willie Mays, that was awesome. The way in the All-Star game they mic up players, that's great. The way they had Big Boy from Outkast doing this, that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And they have it, and they just don't lean into it. And They have Bobby Witt now. Let's see how Major League Baseball uses that. It's not up to Bobby Witt Jr. He just needs to keep doing what he does. It's not up to the Royals. It's up to the MLB organization to lean into that. They've also got Andrew Chaffee.
I mean, there ain't much to be said about it down there. We know what we got to do, and just everybody seems to be just going about their business, doing their job.
And what has it been like for you in the clubhouse? What's been your impression, I guess, of the overall feel here?
Oh, I love it so far. There's actually a few other rednecks on this team, so we can sit and talk about fun stuff I like talking about, and no, it's great.
Can you enlighten us on who the other rednecks are and what you guys talk about?
Nope.
No? You can't? Not even one?
No, we talk about trucks and heavy equipment and stuff like that, but that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, that's the Rod Beck looking guy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Rod Beck, who lived in a literal van down by a stadium in his later days of playing baseball. I think in Omaha or Des Moines.
I don't care who that guy's playing. Andrew Chaffin, I think is his name, or Chaffin.
Chaffin.
Got to get that guy on TV.
That's right.
That guy is a modern-day Kenny Powers.
Yep.
He has a personality. He's a relief pitcher. He's going to play. Lean into it.
Right.
Lean into Bobby Witt Jr. Lean into, you know, the MVP race between Judge and Bobby
Witt. I don't know that Bobby Witt Jr. is a good personality to put on TV, though. He's a little cliche to me, like, you know, but you got to support Bobby Witt. You got to, like, show Bobby Witt Jr. if you're Major League Baseball. That guy needs to be on TV. I don't care if he ever throws another pitch.
Right. Or put him in the booth during the innings, or put him on the
headset.
In the dugout. Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can we get Vinny Pasquantino on a Chiefs game? Good personality to do that.
Yeah.
He joins Cody and Gold sometimes. Fantastic personality during the football season. Obviously a diehard Jets fan, but I'm like you.
Which I ask why. Charles Barkley doing NFL games would make me as happy as I could ever be from the 913. You're in the same boat as I am. I'd watch every minute that Charles Barkley was on an NFL game.
This is what's great, and we can do a sub-conversation. This is what's great
about... Tony Dungy wouldn't like this conversation.
Well, Tony Dungy can kiss my ass.
Yeah, he sucks.
The thing that's crazy is that when you look at why the NFL is so popular, that's why this sort of stuff would work. Like, especially in the NFL, like, you talk about the TNT setup crew, Shaq, Chuck, Kenny, Ernie, they could do NFL because the NFL is so popular that I know those guys are all in when it comes to NFL. They probably all got their own team. They probably root for certain guys.
What if Netflix hired them to do the pregame show for the Christmas Day games and the halftime show? Like, how cool would that be?
Like, cross-contaminate sports. Like, you know how they used to do that. They would take baseball. Like, I used to love when it used to be strictly radio guys and strictly TV guys, and then they would reverse it.
Right.
And they'd have the radio guys call the TV and the TV guys call radio. And could you imagine if, like, after the Chiefs and Bengals play and the pregame and the postgame and the midgame is the TNT crew.
Oh, God.
And Mahomes waxes Burrow, and you get to hear what Shaq has.
Man, there's a reason why he's the best player in the league. Man, you can't stop that man.
Oh, and then you Ernie, we're watching greatness here, man. We're watching the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And then we get to see how they would compare him to a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that's where the product would go, is they would get these guys who are basketball gurus, Hall of Famers, well-known guys, and they're champions in the sport. And then they compare the football player to the best basketball player, and you're like, you know what? I agree with this because they know Michael Jordan, and they just watched Patrick Mahomes, and I'm all in on this. I don't want it every single week. I don't want it to get stale or burnt out. But why not have more of this in sports where you're bringing in celebrities to do an inning or two, or you're bringing in a different crew? And I get it. You can't have TNT and NBC and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have the ratings battle, but you can take those ideas and run with them, because the one thing about sports that keeps us there is the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The other part about the entertainment is the people that provide the entertainment. People don't listen to this show because it's boring. People listen to the show because they're entertained by something, whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's Mac, whether it's content.
Makes them smile, hopefully, laugh a little bit, get them out of the regular day mundane life, you know?
And that's why when the game doesn't start till 7, but you know it's Chuck, Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie, you're like, you know what? I got 30 minutes to kill, and I know that's going to kill my 30 minutes immediately.
Yeah, you'd watch that pregame show every single time. You'd love to see Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and Charles at the World Series.
Yes.
Oh, we got some baseball going on here, man. Is this guy going to go up there and swing that thing? Look out, man. That guy's pitching that ball.
Yeah.
Like it would be outstanding. And I like it because it makes the hardcore fan nervous and it makes them uncomfortable, right? The hardcore fan wants his X's and O's and wants that. but it's not about you, right? It's not about the hardcore fan anymore. If sports has the hardcore fan, they need to get the secondary fan, the ancillary fan, the, you know, the father who's driving around, got a couple of kids doing a lot of errands. They got to get him to pay more attention and consume more innings. You say Shaq's going to be on the game, people are going to tune in just to see what that's all about. And that's kind of the next layer, in my opinion, of like growing sports. They talk about, well, how do we need to grow sports? Well, let's go capture Germany now. Okay, great. I understand you want to capture the world, but there are still people in America that you can go after and that you can capture. How do you capture the Americans right now that aren't paying attention to your sport? You try to grow it in different ways with the broadcast and the alternate broadcast, the Manning cast.
I was going to say,
That to me, like, I really enjoy the Manning cast because Peyton and Eli are hysterical by themselves. They'll bring on some good guests every once in a while that kind of add to it, but it's just a different, entertaining, unique way. They're watching the game with us and they're reacting the same way that we're reacting. And they're not holding back either. Too many times these guys in the booth hold back and they don't want to criticize. Eli and Peyton are like, oh God, that was a terrible play. And Peyton will go, Eli, even you weren't that bad. You know, like they give each other that kind of static that you're doing with your guys when you're watching the game with them. That's why I really enjoy the Manning cast. It's like watching games with your friends.
Going for a three-peat and a ring. Also shopping for one. A new look at a reality TV show and something about acting roles that we should never repeat again. Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMasters patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. It's all about the rings. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, 610 Sports Radio, Fesco in the Morning. Back here on Fesco in the Morning, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, and Mac Morey with you until 10 o'clock. Then Cody and Gold take over. You'll want to tune in at 10 o'clock. That's all I have to say about that. I like this text, Bob. This conversation really hits home.
Yeah, I'm responding to him right now. Yeah,
I'm 34, two kids under three, and as soon as my wife got pregnant, the importance of sports dropped significantly. If the terms aren't good, it's just not worth the time and investment to pay attention.
That's right, 100%. That's what I said about Denver yesterday. If they roll out Jared Stidham, you get the year off. You're not considered a fair weather fan if you check out when a team doesn't put its best foot forward. Why should you pay big league, NFL, NHL, NBA prices if your team is not trying to go out there and win? I don't blame you. Or invest your time, because, you know, time is just as valuable as money is. And he responded back. He goes, so I'm hopeful once my kids are both six and above, maybe they'll take an interest so I have an excuse to pay attention more. They probably won't take that much of an interest. I think the dirty little secret is, like, the kids today do not watch live sports like we did growing up. And that was hit home to me 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. We were at a Kauffman Stadium and I was talking to one of the Royals front office executives at the time. And we were, I think it was during the playoffs or right before the playoffs, whatever it was. Right. And we were talking about Alex Gordon, you know, making that play. And I go, I bet your son loves watching Alex Gordon play, because he didn't watch him. I'm like, excuse me. What do you mean he doesn't watch him? He goes, he doesn't watch the games. He just watches the highlights on his phone. That's what all the kids are doing, right? That was 10 years ago. And here we sit, and I don't really have to see that change. My girls will sit down and watch. My one daughter, my older daughter, will sit down and watch the Chiefs games from start to finish, and she's a big turn on Josh and the other two on the radio and turn off the TV because I'm tired of Romo type of girl. I'm like, all right, I'm proud of you. My other daughter doesn't know the Chiefs are on, but then Taylor Swift showed up, and then it became a big deal, and we, you know, watch the game, see if we can see Taylor type of thing. So they'll watch the football stuff. Not much else, right? Like, there's not much else. We'll go to a baseball game or two here or there and that kind of stuff. But, like, the days of, like, you growing up just watching the ball game as a kid because of so many other opportunities out there, the kids aren't really paying attention. But if you make the games entertaining and give them a reason to go other than it's on, then maybe you can sit down and grab a couple of innings or grab a few quarters of a game, you know, with your kid. And I will say, once your kids get to six, then you're driving every day somewhere. Got to go to soccer practice. Got to go to baseball practice. Got to go to this. Got to go to that. Got to go to the other thing. So your days will be in the car with us here on the radio, and we love you for it.
Your youngest daughter is going to enjoy this conversation because it seems maybe
she's not listening
that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift aren't going anywhere. A source close to Travis's entourage spilled to the U.S. Sun on Wednesday that the Kansas City Chiefs star had been spending some of his time touring the world, mostly following around Taylor on her Eras tour, especially in Paris, looking for the perfect engagement ring, and he's found it, the source says. Quote, it probably took more than 40 shop visits and 100 Zoom calls and meetings with jewelry experts. My question to you is, Let's say they get married at Arrowhead. Why not? Would you pay $250 to go to the wedding?
No.
Mac? $250 upper deck wedding?
Yeah, my fiance's. Yeah, yeah, I'm probably.
You pay $250.
Yeah, I'd pay it twice. I'd pay $500.
So you
she'd
would.
Make me. Yeah.
See, I would. I think $50. $50 is a good price point.
Nah, you charge more than that.
I would pay $50, yeah.
Do you, what would people pay? Here's what I'm thinking about for the wedding, okay? Usually you go to a wedding and you bring a gift, so they don't need a gift. They just don't. They're good. They don't need a punch bowl, okay? Nobody go buy Bed Bath & Beyond out of all the spatulas for Travis and Taylor. But I think that we should go and have this wedding at Arrowhead Stadium. You pay your $50, you get in, right? And I've created this whole wedding scenario in my mind, right, of what we're going to do and how we're going to have this wedding at Arrowhead Stadium. And it's going to be basically like a football game, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to have the pyrotechnics and all of that kind of stuff that goes on at a Chiefs game. People tailgating, right? You get there just like you do for a football game. You set up shop and you tailgate before the wedding, right? Then you go and you play the anthem and everybody comes running out the tunnel, home of the Chiefs, and that's Taylor and Travis and the wedding party start to come out of the tunnel. You've got the fireworks going off, the music's playing right now. They walk through the red coaters and the cheerleaders like they do on player introductions, and there's the stage on the west side of the stadium, and on that stage is Andy Reid. He's presiding over the ceremonies that day, right? Because he kind of made this thing happen. Like, Andy worked his magic with this one. Matt Nagy's up there doing his dad dance and all that kind of stuff on stage, right? Mahomes is the best man in the wedding, okay? Jason, you say, why isn't Jason the best man? Well, Jason's in charge of giving the toast, okay? Mm. And everybody in the stadium is drinking, okay? We've all, the same prices for beers, no cheap beers. We're all drinking in the stadium, and then Jason gets the entire stadium to raise their beers and say, cheers to Travis and Taylor, and 76,000 Chiefs fans cheer Travis and Taylor. How epic a wedding would this be? Did I just plan the greatest wedding of all time?
Mm.
You don't get parking included with your $50. Nope. Parking's $50 as well.
Sorry. Apologize. I don't know, man. I'm definitely there. I can guarantee you that much.
You'd go, though, if they did that wedding at Arrowhead, right?
Yeah, for sure.
What would be your price point?
I'd pay $250.
Yeah.
Just to be there.
Okay.
And to see 70,000+ people all stand for the bride.
Yeah.
Now stand for the bride. Hell yeah.
Bride side or groom side.
Yeah.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out?
Dan Kilgore.
In fact, I'm a damn fool.
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From the 816, T-Swift wedding won't be public. So it's fun to talk about. No way.
Huh. Thanks, Coach.
Jeez.
You know, it is fun to talk about.
Hand off. Damian Williams trying to get to the edge. Breaks a tackle. 35, 30. Damian Williams, 20. Stays in bounds. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Kansas City. Damian Williams runs to immortality and will be remembered forever in the Chiefs kingdom. A 38-yard touchdown run. And the Chiefs lead 30-20.
Runner at third, one out. Broken back. Cut off by Wright. Out. Throw home. Wild time again. Unbelievable base running by Eric Hosmer has tied it.
What a throw by Fitzpatrick. What a touchdown run by Williams on the last weekend of the regular season in the NFL. If the Chiefs win and New England loses, the Chiefs will be the 2 seed. They'll get the bye, and they'll have a home game the next weekend.
I'm getting confused. What game are you calling?
I'm calling both games.
And atop the leaderboard at Augusta National, Tom Watson. There it is. The 1981 Masters champion.
That's into right field. This ball.
Seconds to go in the overtime, 22-19 San Francisco. McKinnon is in at running back, first down and goal to go. Play action fake, right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, McCole Hardman with the catch! catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game 25-22. And the Chiefs' kingdom has started its own history class. Because for the first time in 6,944 days, there is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion. And it is the Kansas City Chiefs, champions of Super Bowl 58 on the heels of Super Bowl 57.
And you know who also gets to join those great, iconic Kansas City calls?
Kareem Richards on the outside. Matthew Hudson-Smith. Karani James. Quincy Hall is coming back. Quincy Hall is digging deep. Quincy Hall is running past all of them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can he get there? He does! It's gone for the USA! Quincy Hall with the most epic comeback! My goodness!
Join the list, Quincy
Hall.
Yeah,
right? Like, is your hair sticking up? How could it not be, right?
How about Mac putting all that together?
That was really good, man. Nice little montage there. You got everything. You did.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you what, man. I'm not lying to you. I'm damn proud to be a Kansas City, and I love working for this radio station, because when those sort of things happen, you get to sit back, put your feet on the ottoman, have somebody else make you a sandwich, and you get to say, you know what? Golly, I'm proud to be from this
area. How cool was that, right? Like, that's so good. Cool. Like, all the great calls in Kansas City sports history combined into one, and then we had another one get added in yesterday with KC Kidd, you know, winning gold, right? Cool.
Love to see it.
It's a great call, too. Yeah. It's a great call on NBC. Great
love
job.
Mac. Yeah. Mac's awesome.
Yeah.
Mac's awesome.
My mother's mad at me. She said Jason needs to be the best man. Patrick's the best man. Jason's giving the toast. We got to have roles for everybody.
I think Jason's the best man.
Then what's Patrick?
Ring bearer?
No.
Because he's going to come out with all of them on his hand, and he's going to take the actual one off that's the wedding ring and give it to Travis?
That ain't a bad idea. All right. Patrick is the ring bearer then.
Bob Fesco.
Don't let Kadarius Toney handle anything. He'll drop it.
Bob Fesco's got some silver and black blood, believe it or not. We talk about it on the other side. Mac Morey, who's one of the best producers in the city after one of those montages. Bob Fesco, Dusty Like, and 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.